Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Damon Arundel.
Eclipse. The event upon which the moon will grant a shadow to lose or find ourselves in. A grand state of black. Last week, a whole country of people were aware of the black, welcomed the black, traveled far and wide to see the black, overwhelmed and overjoyed by the black, wanted to be in the black, surrounded by the black. I guess it's easy to want to be black when everything is the new black. Shiny is an LP spinning at 33 RPM in the hipster-owned record store on the formerly black block in the formerly black neighborhood, but do you know what comes back around for black? That needle scratch leaves grooves deep as the river. Don't nobody want the old black? People want the Jimi Hendrix kind of black, the psychedelic star-spangled banner by your own rules black, the sparkled glove moonwalking Grammy-winning black, not the dark-skinned, big-nosed, self-hating black, not the Jim Crow black, segregation black, poll tax pants separate but equal black, the happy smile shuffling tap dance black, not the minstrel show burnt cork black face black, not the yes sir boss black, not the whistle at a white girl and end up a cautionary tale black. When black folks all around you done fought to gain a piece of the real estate that's been redlined and sold off and sold off and sold off for centuries. When the folks that lay claim to its legacy got that shit on layaway but don't ever get to put more than a bit of change down each month and interest rates ain't no joke cause don't nothing change. And I guess being black is like putting on a pair of snow pants to brace against the cold when you're already fully dressed. And you just love your accessories. Been sliding on kimonos and dashikis and headdresses and dreadlocks for Halloween and theme parties like characters you can switch in and out of like accents, like a downpour of a storm. Except you get to decide when it's time to come in and take shelter from the rain.
Damon Arundel.